Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Word of God before us for our meditation on this Pentecost Sunday is recorded in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. Jesus says to his disciples, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Several years ago, there was a sign up at the middle school as you drove by, and it would say that something like they were teaching the youth of this generation to be lifelong learners. And that's a popular phrase in recent years for teachers to talk about lifelong learning. The phrase was coined by a couple of educators back in 1993 to describe people who, after they are finished with school, or especially after they are finished with formal schooling, continue to grow in their knowledge and continue to add new skills all throughout their lives. For example, if you don't know anything about gardening and you decide just to pick up a book at the library and find out something about it, that would be a lifelong learning activity. Nowadays, all sorts of schools have that idea of lifelong learning included in their mission statements. This morning, we hear about God's lifelong learning plan for Christians involving His Holy Spirit. Because God's work is to see to it that we are lifelong learners in spiritual things. Jesus only had 3 years to work with His apostles before they would go out into the world to share the gospel. That's a lot less time than present-day seminary students spend getting ready to go to their first congregations. Of course, Jesus gave these men an outstanding training course, but still, they could not learn everything they needed to know for their ministries in such a short amount of time. The apostles would have to be lifelong learners. They would have to be gaining in their knowledge and skill even after Jesus was no longer with them face to face. They would have to grow in their boldness. They would have to become better at preaching and teaching. They would have to gain a deeper understanding of the scriptures. And they would have to learn how God's word applied to the many different situations that they would face. They would have to become more and more wise. They were not finished with their training after 3 years with Jesus. The question was, where could they go to continue their education? While Jesus was with them, they learned from Him, and He opened their minds and their understanding. But what about now? What about after His ascension into heaven? How would they continue? How would they continue learning so they could go out and make disciples of all nations? They would have to know what to teach, and they would have to be able to communicate it effectively, and they would have to continue studying and learning. It's the same with all of Jesus' disciples, including us. The Lord expects us to be lifelong learners also when it comes to spiritual things. He wants us to grow in knowledge and in wisdom and in Christian maturity. And it's important to Him that you not just reach a high watermark and stop there. You might remember how the Apostle Paul became frustrated with the Corinthians because they were acting like spiritual infants and carrying on with little jealousies and quarreling instead of listening to God's word and growing in their knowledge and faith and putting what they had learned into practice. It's easy to see children learning and becoming more educated and more mature, even in their Christian faith. In just several weeks, we will have three confirmands standing up here and confessing their faith. And I've certainly seen their growth in the Word of God through the last 3 years. But it doesn't stop with eighth grade, does it? Where are you in your faith and in your knowledge compared to where you were 20 years ago? If the answer is, well, about the same, then maybe you need to ask God to help you take better advantage of the lifelong learning experiences and opportunities that He puts before you. Thankfully, we are not on our own when it comes to our continuing education in spiritual things. If it were up to us, we would never advance. When the apostles were preparing to go out as missionaries, Jesus told them that His Father would send the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to them. The Holy Spirit, along with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, also possesses all the authority and power of the divine Godhead. And He is true God, just as the Father and the Son, fully one with them, yet at the same time having His own person and identity too. And the Holy Spirit is the Counselor, as Jesus calls Him. The word in the Greek language of the New Testament is paraclete, literally someone who goes alongside. Jesus arranged for His apostles to have a personal tutor, to have someone to go alongside of them, to teach them, and to open their minds to understanding, and to help them become bold. Think of something like the way students in school today might find someone to help them, to work with them side by side on math or English or science. The Holy Spirit would give the apostles the special instruction and understanding they would need to grow into effective missionaries for Christ. He would be with them and doing this work with them. He would give them the boldness they would need to teach and preach. He would give them the wisdom they would need to make difficult decisions. And through the word, He would give them the knowledge they would need to carry out their work. Some of this was already evident on the day of Pentecost, when the disciples were gathered in Jerusalem 10 days after Jesus' ascension. And as we heard in our lesson, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. The Spirit enabled them to instantly learn the languages they would need to go into the countries they would be going to visit with the gospel. Now, this was a unique thing. The Spirit doesn't teach this to everybody. But it shows us how powerful the Spirit is and how He is able to instruct and to tutor the disciples of Jesus and help them to grow in their knowledge and in their faith. If the Spirit can do something like this, think what He can do at your side too. He opens your mind to see and to understand the Word of God so that you can become a lifelong learner of important truths. We cannot grow spiritually by ourselves because the things of God are contrary to our natural reason and understanding. the natural thinking of sinful mankind. If we were to try to gain spiritual insight ourselves without the Holy Spirit, we would end up in all the empty philosophies of the world that we see around us in so many places. We would end up with our own ideas about God that would not match the way He really is. Look at the religions of the world that do not have Christ and see where they end up. In despair, in loneliness, lovelessness, violence, and uncertainty. But the Holy Spirit sees to it that you, the Father's believing children, are lifelong learners of spiritual truth. The Spirit sees to it that you grow and advance as the years go by. Jesus told his disciples, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Look at those two activities of the Spirit that are mentioned there by Jesus: teaching and reminding. These are the ongoing activities of the Holy Spirit. And throughout the disciples' lives, the Spirit would be teaching and reminding them of what Jesus had said. And this is a big part of the Spirit's ongoing activity in your lives too. From day to day, from week to week, from year to year, He is teaching and reminding you what Jesus has said, so that you grow in your knowledge and in your trust in God. If you do not know the basics of Bible teaching yet, if you are young in your faith, the Spirit helps with that. If you already know the basics, the Spirit's goal is to help you grow further. The Spirit uses the Word of God to continue your education. He uses those two great pillars of spiritual teaching, the law and the gospel. Through the law, such as in the Ten Commandments, or in any of the rest of God's commands, the Spirit shows us that God's expectations are very high, that we have failed and sinned against Him and we are deserving of death. The Holy Spirit opens our hearts then also to learn and believe the great teaching of the gospel, the good news that Jesus became responsible for our sins Himself, and that Jesus made Himself to be a sacrifice for those sins by giving up His own life on the cross. The Spirit is always teaching and reminding. And there is much more than these simple outlines that I just gave you of the law and the gospel. There is much more detail and depth there to be learned. Teachings of the law also include matters of the heart and the conscience, questions about different sorts of laws, questions about how God's laws fit or don't fit with human laws, and more. Teachings of the gospel include anything that relates to Jesus or His redeeming work from our sin. I have a 300-page book on my desk in the office here that deals only with the subject of Christology, what the Spirit teaches about Christ as God and man in one person. And that's just one book on the subject. What about teachings on forgiveness, the resurrection of the body, heaven, Christ's descent into hell, His ascension, His ruling at the right hand of God, the kingdom of God, and so many more gospel teachings that flow from the atonement at the cross. The Spirit works through the message of God whenever the law and gospel is preached, whenever it is taught, explained, read, meditated upon, used. The Spirit is working in you and among you. And He is teaching you and reminding you of everything Christ has said. And this strengthens your faith, helps you grow in Christian maturity, and prepares you for eternal life in heaven. That's the Spirit's job. That's His work, to make you lifelong learners, so that through this learning, through this teaching, and through this reminding, you have peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." The Spirit's ongoing teaching and reminding in your life gives you peace. Peace when questions trouble your heart. What am I going to do? What am I going to say? What if things go wrong? The Spirit's teaching alongside gives you peace. Not a peace like the world's peace, which lasts for only a little while until the next disaster comes along. But you have peace for eternity. God will be at your side, the Holy Spirit, to teach and to bring you to remembrance of Jesus, leaving you at peace in your heart and leaving you confident in Him. Christians are lifelong learners. Thanks be to the Holy Spirit for that. Amen.